Audio Program Notes for Pittsburgh Ballet Theatre and Dance Theatre of Harlem, March 16th through March 26th, 2017. August Wilson Center, Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Ballet Theatre and Dance Theatre of Harlem program consists of five ballets that rotate between performances: Stray Life Lushhorn, Ave Maria, and The Black Swan Pas de Deux will be performed at all programs. The two additional ballets will alternate among Brahms Variations, New Bach, Dialogues, and Return. Please call 412-454-9109 to learn which ballets will be performed on specific days. Brahms Variations, performed by Dance Theatre of Harlem. Choreography, Robert Garland. Music, Johannes Brahms. Garland says his elegant Brahms Variations is inspired by Louis XIV, French patron of the arts and grandfather of the ballet canon. Arthur Mitchell was a big persona in my life, a Harlem version of the French monarch. So, the ballet is, in part, Louis XIV's court meeting Harlem swag. Garland's beautiful, precise classicism is said to become joyously cacophonous, as Brahms' theme and variations build to a cascading and thrilling finale. Dialogues, performed by Dance Theatre of Harlem. Choreography, Glenn Tetley. Music, Alberto Ginastera. Master choreographer Glenn Tetley's dynamic and sensual exploration of opposites, Dialogues, was created for Dance Theatre of Harlem to Argentinian composer Alberto Ginastera's powerful piano concerto, Opus 28, in 1991. Dance Theatre of Harlem presents a new production of Dialogues, a dance vehicle virtuosic in scope that blends ballet and modern dance. New Bach, performed by Dance Theatre of Harlem. Choreography, Robert Garland. Music, J.S. Bach Violin Concerto in A Minor, BWV 1041. The dynamism of neoclassical ballet was instilled in Dance Theatre of Harlem by its founder, Arthur Mitchell, and Garland captures its essence with New Bach. It is a supreme expression of postmodern urban neoclassicism and is a tribute to George Balanchine's neoclassical ballet. It's also infused with popular dance vernacular. Prejudices are sophisticatedly acquired tastes that destroy innocence, that state of purity in which man can be in accord with himself, his fellow men, and attuned to nature. This innocence is one of the intrinsic beauties of man, and if we do not regain it soon, we will perish. True dance, in any of its myriad forms, is an expression of this innocence, and it is through dance that man has the possibility to find himself again. Karel Schuck, from Elements of Classical Ballet Technique, 1977. Return, performed by Dance Theatre of Harlem. Choreography, Robert Garland. Music, Aretha Franklin and James Brown. Return was choreographed for Dance Theatre of Harlem's 30th anniversary. Garland calls the ballet an attempt to fuse an urban physical sensibility and a neoclassical one. Staged for 12 dancers to songs performed by James Brown and Aretha Franklin, Return is a rousing blend of the elegance of classical ballet and the gritty drive of soul music. From Pas de Bourrée to the Cabbage Patch, Ballonet to the Bump, the ballet fulfills Dance Theatre of Harlem's idea of what it means to be classically American. Ave Maria, performed by Pittsburgh Ballet Theatre. Choreography, costumes, and set design, Dwight Roden. Music, Giulio Caccini. When Roden first heard Caccini's Ave Maria, he was in the middle of choreographing his 1995 ballet, The Grapes of Wrath. He was blown away by the music's mesmerizing and sacred quality and felt compelled to include it in the ballet. Along with two dancers, he created this pas de deux in just two or three rehearsals. It has become a signature piece for the choreographer and is regularly performed as a standalone work. Ave Maria's choreography is innovative and athletic, characterized by deceptively difficult lifts, jumps, slides, and falls. The dancers must be intensely musical and fully in sync. The ballet constantly shapes and reshapes sculptural moments that require them to fill out every nuance of the music. Its imagery is personal for Rodin, a way of processing and referencing the religious traditions he grew up with. But it also evokes a more universal spirituality, connecting choreography, music, and self-reflection in a modern masterpiece. Stray Life Lushhorn, performed by Pittsburgh Ballet Theatre with the Pittsburgh Jazz Orchestra and vocalist Kim Nazarian. Choreography, Dwight Rodin. Music, Billy Strayhorn Songs. Schwipti, Far Eastern Weekend, Tonk, Lush Life, Something to Live For, Rain Check, Chelsea Bridge, Take the A-Train. In 2000, Pittsburgh Ballet Theatre commissioned Rodin to create a ballet set to the music of Pittsburgher and jazz great Billy Strayhorn. Stray Life Lush Horn is set to 9 Strayhorn selections composed during his 30 years of collaboration with the legendary Duke Ellington. They show the depth and versatility of Strayhorn's remarkable talent, from the relatively obscure Schwipti to Take the A-Train, one of the most recorded compositions of all time. Though the feel throughout the ballet is improvisational, mirroring the very nature of jazz, Rodin's choreography is precise, with movement that sharply punctuates the music. High-velocity lifts, weighted legs and pliés, and dancers that slide with abandon across the floor on point stretch the classical ballet idiom to its outer limits. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette describes the ballet as a dazzling kaleidoscope of choreography with as many layers as the fabulously edgy Strayhorn soundscape. Black Swan Pas de Deux, performed by Pittsburgh Ballet Theatre and Dance Theatre of Harlem. Music, Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. Choreography, Marius Petipa. This brilliant and dramatic grand pas de deux is one of the defining moments in all of classical ballet. It was choreographed by Marius Petipa for the full-length 1895 ballet Swan Lake, the fabled story about a prince who falls in love with a beautiful maiden who's been cursed by an evil sorcerer to spend eternity as a swan, Odette, the White Swan. The curse can be broken only by the prince's promise of everlasting love. The sorcerer plots to thwart the prince's love declaration with an alluring impostor, the sorcerer's own daughter, Odile, the Black Swan, whom he's magically transformed to look like Odette. The pas de deux comes in Act 3 of the ballet when the prince and Odile meet. Petipa pulls out all the stops in this dance. The Black Swan's choreography is breathtaking. Its 32 fouetté turns alone comprise a feat that is as technically demanding as any in ballet. It is classical ballet movement at its most commanding, endowing Odile with the power to both seduce and ruin. The prince's own bravura and rapturous choreography displays his ardor and his weakness. He's incapable of resisting her. In this pivotal pas de deux, the prince betrays Odette, and the ballet's final tragedy begins to unfold.